Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It was a brutal afternoon for SEPTA commuters yesterday. Regional rail lines were suspended because a PECO contractor cut an underground cable. Happened around 2:30 yesterday afternoon. And then an Amtrak train hit and killed a person near the Holmesburg station, and the Trenton line was suspended for hours. This is on top of the disruptions already being caused by those inspections ordered by federal regulators, causing SEPTA to pull cars off the tracks. Sean Farkas is a Drexel student. He uses the Trenton line. He says he's had to hail a ride multiple times over the last few days because of SEPTA delays.
I probably already spent $70 in the past 2 days just taking lifts because of the lines not being very well right now.
SEPTA inspectors are working around the clock on those emergency inspections. That process is going to take weeks to complete. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
It's not a quick job. Crews at SEPTA's Overbrook Maintenance Facility and three other locations are inspecting each of the transit agency's Silverliner 4 rail cars to try to find out why there have been five electrical fires this year. SEPTA Manager of Regional Rail Vehicle Engineering Greg Busby says inspectors are going over the propulsion, safety, and electrical systems on the 50-year-old cars that have been pulled from service.
Looking for any signs of overheating or damage to any of the circuits, physical damage or something like that.
SEPTA General Manager Scott Sowers says the early pace has been slow as mechanical staffers were trained on the process for the federally mandated inspections.
It's been a little slow going to get started. We're probably around 10 or 12 cars through at this point. We expect that process to improve as we go, as people become more efficient in the inspection process.
Under the federal order, crews are also installing thermal indicators to shut down propulsion if high temperatures are detected. In Overbrook, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.